Well, of course, you know him as the lead singer of Creed. Full Circle is in stores now. Yep, they're back. Scott Stapp is on the Ralphie Radio Show. Lead singer, how you doing, sir?
I'm doing great, man. How are you?
I'm doing excellent as well. First of all, got to congratulate you. Debut at number 2 on the Billboard charts for Full Circle.
It blew my mind. Thanks to all the fans out there that stuck by us and got in touch with the music, man. It's a blessing.
Yeah, the tour just wrapped up. Back on the road with the boys. How tough was it to stick to your new lifestyle without drugs and alcohol while being on the road?
Well, I tell you, man, I'm not. I can't mislead you. I still occasionally have a glass of wine with, or had at the time, had a glass of wine or so with my wife here and there. But as far as being like it was back in the day, it was. I guess it made it a lot easier to have my wife and my family there. But I realized out on my wife and I out on tour that. No, we'll just try this sober life. It'd be great.
Did your wife join you for the entire trek?
Yeah, my wife was there. My family and my kids were out the whole first month until they started school. And
wow,
you know, it was a great experience.
Have the kids been on tour with you before? I know I speak with a lot of artists that bring their kids on the road. Sometimes it's just such a thrill for them. It's almost like they're performing for the audience, but they're really performing for their kids.
I tell you, they my son Jagger, the first 4 years of his life, he was out with me back in the day, but never like this. And you know, now he's 11 and my daughter's almost 3. And so it was really, really cool. It was just a dream come true, man. I tell you, it's almost like pinch me. I'm waiting right for something bad to happen.
Oh, man. Well, hopefully that's not the case. Hopefully that's not the case. It seems to be all going great right now. Scott Stapp from Creed on the Ralphie Radio Show, because when you guys all first met up, I know it was first in Florida with guitarist Mark Tremonti and then later with the rest of the band. I mean, did you expect the forgiveness and the reunion to go as smoothly as it did? Because less than a year later, you're back with a CD and another tour already under your belt.
I tell you, you know, my expectations were the best. You know, I expected the best, and I think everyone in the band did. You know, I think it's been a long time coming. You know, I think we all kind of kept tabs with each other through friends and then, you know, began kind of speaking and just got a feel for each other. And I think all of us kind of understanding and then realizing and seeing where we are today made it easy to step forward and make this record and go back out on tour. And I think our families had a lot to do with that for all of us. You know, the chemistry that Mark and I have is undeniable, and the chemistry I have with Scott Phillips and Brian, all of it, just musically, is something very special. You know, I think we expected the best and strove for that, and I think that that definitely helped in everything going really smooth and us just having a good time, man.
The chemistry maybe explains this as well, because I know you chatted with Rolling Stone in April. You plotted out an LP title, a tour, a single release before the tour, an album release date during or immediately after the tour, and you essentially nailed your timeline dead on. And it's so, especially, it's hard to fathom these days because you hear about so many things with these major labels either getting pushed back, delayed, scrapped altogether. It was that chemistry, I guess, that helped you nail your timeline dead on.
It was a lot of things. I definitely think that was a part of it. But I know for me, my faith and my family and how that impacts my life and how I know family impacts the other guys, I know that had a big part.
Talking, of course, about the comeback CD, latest CD from Creed, Full Circle. Scott Stapp, lead singer here on the Ralphie Radio Show. And on that debut and the Billboard chart debut, I want to go back real quick to the 06 interview with Rolling Stone. Mark Finelli wrote, he'd become convinced that everyone involved with the band wanted him to die so that he'd become a Kurt Cobain martyr type and boost record sales. I had crazy thoughts going through my head, he says. Now, I want to ask you, Scott, is there any irony in the fact that, we talk about you debuted at number 2. The number 1 song that week on the Billboard charts was a Michael Jackson record. This is it.
You know, I look back at that Rolling Stone interview and I feel like, you know, I read it when it came out and I was very disappointed because I didn't really feel like the interview was characterized right and my quotes weren't put in the right perspective. Mm-hmm. You know, that quote you just read to me seemed real definitive. You know, that was what I really believed in, and that was what was going on, and it was the band guys that were thinking that. And to put that in context and proper representation, I communicated that in that, you know, there were some people around all of us that had some really negative intentions and said some things and conversations and rumors, and that was the context of that. You know, those guys don't have the heart. That's not the guys in this band, and we were just surrounded by a lot of people that now we're not.
Unbelievable. Scott Stapp, it's an amazing story. The lead singer of Creed, Full Circle, again, in stores now, on iTunes now as well. Of course, you've heard the song Rain here on the Ralphie Radio Show. And Scott, again, thank you so much for making some time here for the RRS. Appreciate it.
Hey, thanks, Ralphie. I appreciate it. Always got time for you, brother.